Listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Hello, I'm David Kavlovic, presenting to you some classical muse. It's an all Ludwig van Beethoven program on the show today, featuring an overture, a choral work, another overture, and another choral work. Our first overture is the third of the four overtures Beethoven composed for his opera Leonore, dating from 1805. The first three with that opera's title, the fourth titled after the revision of the opera when it was renamed Fidelio and premiered in 1814. The third of the three Leonore overtures is the longest and most complex of the overtures. This in spite of the fact that people complained the first two overtures were too long. Well, Beethoven showed them, didn't he? Complained the original overtures too long, and I'm just going to make it longer. But the genius that Beethoven was, he just couldn't help but refine the thematic ideas and expand them even further in this third overture. Of the three bearing the title Leonore, the third is without doubt the best, although all three are often heard performed together in concert. Here is Ludwig van Beethoven's Leonore Overture No. 3, Opus 72b, performed by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Karel Ančural.
Thank you.
The Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Karel Antrel, performed the Leonore Overture No. 3, Opus 72b by Ludwig van Beethoven. Our first choral work by Beethoven is one of the most curious, indeed bizarre, pieces of the classical era. On December 22, 1808, a benefit concert was held for Beethoven at the Theater an der Wien that featured the public premieres of Beethoven's 5th and 6th symphonies, the 4th piano concerto, the concert aria for soprano A Perfido, and the Gloria from his Mass in C major. The performers were a pickup orchestra, a chorus, vocal soloists, and Beethoven as conductor and piano soloist. This concert was held in a very cold hall, lasted too long, about 4 hours, and showed poor standards of performance, thus providing a very shaky launch for works that eventually came to be recognized as masterpieces. For this concert, Beethoven wanted a big finish that would include everybody who had performed, soloists, choir, orchestra, and, of course, himself at the piano. The result was his Fantasia in C major, Opus 80. Notably, the work opens with a long piano solo. At the premiere, Beethoven improvised that section, which was the whole point of the opening keyboard solo, although he did provide a composed version for publication with the rest of the work. Considering how long the concert already was, how under-rehearsed the performers were, and how cold that hall was, it should come as no surprise that the performance of the choral Fantasia fell apart. They had to restart the whole darn piece. In spite of that, it proved to be one of the actual successes of the evening. One thing to note about the choral Fantasia is that its main thematic idea would be a direct influence on the famous Ode to Joy theme of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, a work also fraught with first performance kerfuffles. Here is a very good performance, with no breakdowns, of the Fantasia in C major for piano, chorus, and orchestra, Opus 80, the choral Fantasia. The soloists are fortepianist Melvin Tan, sopranos Nancy Argenta and Evelyn Tubb, altos Mary Nichols and Carolyn Trevor, tenors Rufus Müller and Howard Milner, and bass Richard Wiestreich. The Schütz Choir of London and the London Classical Players are conducted by Roger Norrington.
Thank you.